I wouldn't tell him it was me done it for him until a long time after I told him what this. You remember that pipe that wouldn't work? I said, I'm the one done that. He said, you dirty dog. I said, yeah, y'all dirty son of a bitch. I said, y'all didn't think about that. I said, when y'all tried to trick me that night, I said, y'all tied that rope in front of the door. I said, pile up all them blankets on the floor in case I'd come. It was dark, you know, and I'd come in. And they had two pipes. They got up against the wall and something else they had over here. And they tied a rope about this high. And it was dark. And they piled up all the damn rope blankets in front there with a steel deck. And instead of me coming walking, you know, I come in there and I got to the door. I felt myself because the combing was high on the side of the bushes. So I felt where the combing was and I felt that rope. And it was all inside while sleeping up a storm. I say, y'all dirty son of a bitch, y'all ain't sleeping. I say, y'all just making me bleed. Boy, and they all thought of that. And I said, that was why I done that. Get up and keep it. That little boy. Same little boy that I put that garlic in. He was half asleep there, sitting down. And I took the hose. We had air on there. We had 125 pounds of air. When I took the air hose, and I couldn't reach him down from the floor to the deck, it was too high. So I climbed up on the step real slow like that, and the major boy that was helping me, the oiler, and I made him sign to go ahead and open the valve. To open it. Right close to me behind and I made him sign open it. God damn, he jumped like that. When he jumped, he had his hands open like that and he hit the damn ceiling of that side of that boat like the roof. Man, he tried to break all his fingers. Boy, I mean, he jumped. And that air he went, you know, you make a lot of damage.